a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
A U.S. German citizen is in custody accused of plotting to firebomb the American embassy in Israel.
Federal prosecutors in New York say Joseph Neumeier was arrested in Israel and brought back to the U.S. over the weekend to face charges he tried to firebomb the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv on May 19th. They say he went to the embassy with a backpack containing Molotov cocktails, but got into a confrontation with a guard and ran, leaving his backpack. He also posted on Facebook, "Join me as I burn down the embassy." The U.S. attorney also says the 28-year-old's social media contained threatening posts that, among other things, called for the assassination of President Trump. Neumeier is originally from Colorado and holds dual U.S.-German citizenship. Julie Walker, New York.
News and analysis at townhall.com. An FDA alert is issued for a drug it's found in a lot of medicine cabinets.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued an alert related to allergy medication Zyrtec. It says patients who stop taking the medication after long-term use may experience rare but severe itching. Itching was reported by people who used the medicine every day for months or even years and then stopped using it. The FDA said many reports described a significant impact on quality of life and ability to function. In 90% of cases, restarting use of the medication, the itching stopped. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It's been a mass shooting in South Carolina. At least 11 people hospitalized after the attack last night. The coastal town of Little River, that's about 20 miles north of Myrtle Beach. It happened in a primarily residential area. Authorities sharing no details about any suspects or possible motive for the attack. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the Oatwire Wine Night, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company. All at the Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. Tickets are just $125 and include tastings, food, and access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the Oatwire Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. Visit oatwirefoundation.org to get your tickets now.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking mild conditions for your Monday morning, temps in the 50s and 60s. Looking for a mix of clouds and sun as we head toward the afternoon with high temperatures back into the mid-70s and calm wind. We're tracking our next weather maker as rain returns midweek. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harvard County. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday, and it is also Memorial Day. That's right. Today we remember our heroes. Not to be confused with Veterans Day, which, look, I know people do it. There's, you know, I understand it. I get it. But today we remember our U.S. service members who died while serving our great nation. We say thank you to those that make the ultimate sacrifice. And I would like, if I could, I don't know if this is possible here. Brian, I know it's not great radio, but I would love to do a moment of silence, if I could, for those that we lost, our heroes that we lost. Let's take a second. And don't forget to do that again at 3 p.m. Eastern today, where everyone across the country usually participates in a moment of silence. You know, I just wanted to go through, because, of course, this morning I got up. I've got my daughter, Olivia. You know, they have no school today. And I just wanted to make sure she understood the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And I thought This was a great short little clip from Kid Explorer on YouTube. I thought it was great because sometimes, you know, you can meet some people that don't know how Memorial Day came to be. That's another one that I see often. So just take a listen.
Hey, folks. Broadcast Gal here. Today, we're going to learn about Memorial Day. Oftentimes, people confuse Memorial Day and Veterans Day. After you watch this video, be sure to go check out the video I made about Veterans Day so you know the difference. On Memorial Day, we honor those who've given the ultimate sacrifice by laying down their lives for our country while serving in the military. Did you know that Memorial Day was first known as Decoration Day? That's because after the Civil War, people would decorate the graves of fallen soldiers. On May 30th, 1868, President Ulysses S. Grant presided over the first service to honor soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. After World War I, the holiday included all soldiers who died protecting our freedom. Memorial Day was celebrated on May 30th until 1971, when the Monday holiday law shifted Memorial Day from May 30th to the last Monday in May. On Memorial Day, American flags are raised to half staff until noon, and then raised to the top of staff until sunset. In the year 2000, Congress established a National Moment of Remembrance, which asks all Americans to pause for 1 minute at 3 p.m. in an act of national unity. On Memorial Day, we honor the heroes that have given their lives for our freedom. We salute you, heroes. Be sure to share this video so others learn the true meaning of Memorial Day. Broadcast Cal, out.
What an adorable little kid. That is Kid Explorer. And you know what? He has a ton of videos just like that. So if you have kids or grandkids and you want to easily explain to them, whether it's a different holidays, whether it's how, you know, I guess you could say bills pass into law, right? Legislation. They have these all these little videos where kids can absolutely understand them. And so even if you just do, like, you know, a video a day in the evening, you will be surprised on how much your kids will retain from those two-minute videos. I mean, you really will. You'll be surprised. But it's necessary. It is necessary. And I bet there are some, there are probably a lot of moms out there with Moms for Liberty or even just parents that have been paying attention to the curriculum of schools today. A lot of these things, they don't talk about. They don't talk about it at all. And I said, well, you know, of course, here I am Olivia's mother. So as Olivia's mother, it's my responsibility to make sure she knows all about these things. So, of course, you know, we'll try to do little videos and things like that. But at the same time, it's kind of like, why don't they talk about those things at all? When did all this change? Because I remember in elementary school, you knew exactly which holidays were coming up. You knew what they meant. You went over it time and time again. Luckily, Olivia goes to private school, so they say the national anthem. And then they also have, with the national anthem, believe it or not, they have like this little chant that they say honoring their school. And they talk about how they are going to be respectful, have manners, and all these other things. So it's this whole thing that they put after the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's adorable, but at the same time, you know, I can see a difference, I think, in some of the kids. And I won't say all public school kids, but you can kind of see the difference. You can kind of see the difference with private school kids versus public school kids. And I think, honestly, the private schools don't put up with as much. They don't. They do allow you to discipline the kids. They are not running amok in the classrooms. I mean, you can do the tiniest things, and your kid will end up in the principal's office, and they will call you. They don't care if you're at work. They will call you. They will call you. But back to Memorial Day here. I learned many years ago that you do not say Happy Memorial Day. Don't be like me. I learned that lesson a few years ago. I posted it on Facebook. And when I tell you, I was dragged for filth. I was dragged. Now, obviously, I didn't realize it at the time. And I didn't realize how many people looked at it as being disrespectful. So, of course, I apologized. I deleted it, and I did a redo, and I put a different caption. And, of course, I talked about how we remember our heroes. But just a quick little reminder. If you're going to post about Memorial Day on social media today, do not put happy with it, okay? I'm telling you right now, They will call you out on it. I will say, though, that honestly, I don't think no one that says happy Memorial Day, I don't think they're trying to be disrespectful. I think it's just, you know, people just don't know, you know, that some people find it to be disrespectful. I'd rather call out the anti-Americans that refuse to honor our country. That's who I'd rather call out. Like, if somebody says happy Memorial Day, I'm not, you know, I don't look at that as disrespect. Like, thank you for remembering our heroes. You know, it's the people that don't do anything. Those that like to kneel during the national anthem. You know, it's like, I don't, those are the individuals I don't appreciate. Now, of course, this is a free country. They can do whatever they want. But just know that you're on my list. I might not say anything to you, but I know exactly who you are, where you stand on the issues. Now, of course, today, you can call the show at any point in time. If you want to call and remember a hero or just talk about Memorial Day in general, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Doesn't matter what I'm talking about. It is Memorial Day. And I think this is not only, it is a beautiful way to honor their sacrifice. I want to learn more about the people that touched your life. And as the saying goes, he who is brave is free. So again, if you want to weigh in on Memorial Day, you absolutely can do so. Of course, when I was watching the news this morning, I was turned on Fox 45. Of course, they're doing many, many ceremonies today across not even just the state of Maryland, but across the entire country. And that's always nice to see. You know, you've got people that are very patriotic, and I appreciate that. I saw on the way here, coming down 695, you know, to WCBM. Of course, I got Olivia in the back seat, and we saw many cyclists, many of those on their motorcycles. You could tell that they've got all their patriotic gear on, and they're probably on their way to some kind of ceremony for Memorial Day. And so to those on the road, if you're on your way or if you are there already, thank you so much. Thank you for remembering our heroes, you know, our U.S. service members. Of course, the first thing I thought about also this morning was the 13 that we lost in Afghanistan. And of course, we've lost many heroes along the way. Don't think I'm just saying, you know, those are just important. I'm saying, you know, they're all important. But I just recall it just because of the way that it was handled. And I don't know if you feel the same way, but the way that the Biden administration handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the way they handled the ceremony for the 13 U.S. service members, and the fact that we still hear from the families that are still wanting some kind of answer, right, to help with their closure, to help with the grieving process. They still have not received any of it. And I don't know if you guys follow Representative Corey Mills out of Florida. He's in District 7 there, and he himself is a veteran. And he has been trying to get some answers for the families. I don't know how far he's going to be able to get on it this session, this 119th Congress. I don't know. But he, if you recall, he also went to Afghanistan. He owns a couple of planes and helicopters. This guy, he's got it all. And so he actually went to Afghanistan after he saw the botched withdrawal. And he was actually able to bring some of the Americans home. I think he also brought home some of the doctors, the Afghani doctors that were helping us through the many years that we were there. And so he's done a heck of a lot, very tremendous amount of support that he has given to our U.S. service members. But like I said, the 13 that we lost in Afghanistan, that is still just a travesty. And when I always hear, like, because, you know, some people make this thing so political, but when I hear about January 6th or, you know, many people on the left are like, I can't believe this, and this is unconstitutional, and Trump should be impeached for this or that, you know. And I think about what happened in Afghanistan. Did any heads roll for that? Who the heck was fired for that? You know what I mean? 13, both men and women. Heads did not roll. We really, truly don't even have any answers. You know, and now the more and more we're learning about the Biden administration, of course, many of us already knew that somebody else was calling the shots. We know it wasn't really President Biden, right? He was out to lunch. It was obvious. And I don't say that in a disrespectful way, because I've said many times on this show, I understand that he was deteriorating before our eyes. I told you I saw it even with my own father before he passed away. I can see it. I've lived it. I've experienced it. And so here he was telling the entire country, he's telling the entire world that nothing would happen when we pulled out of Afghanistan. Kabul would not fall. Everything will be fine. They gave their military some of our weapons. They're good to go. All this other stuff. All of a sudden, their military, they leave the scene. We're pulling out. People are chasing the plane. I'm like, what the heck? And then they're over there at the Abbey Gate. They're trying to, you know, get as many people collected as possible. They're running. You know, all these fights, you know, take place. It's just like, what is going on there? And then all of a sudden, you know, you have this big explosion. And then after the fact, we find out that we knew. We knew that they were going to attack the Abbey Gate. We knew about it. And then you had, remember Schellenberger? What was his name? I got to look it up. That's sad I can't remember his name right now, because we've done an event together in Virginia. But he was calling out the Biden administration. He was calling out the military. And he was saying, look, this was a total failure on the part of leadership. We lost 13 U.S. service members because of failed leadership. Not that they did anything wrong. There was nothing that occurred there that should have put them in this position. It was because of failed leadership. President Joe Biden stood up there and said, oh, no, everything's fine. We've got it all under control. The very next day, we did not have it under control. And then he had the nerve to be checking the time, checking his watch. As we were trying to at least give them a proper burial. It's a sad time. You know, I am glad that President Trump's back in the White House. I know we won't see anything like that under his watch. But these are the people that we are thanking today. These are the people that we are remembering today. And again, if you want to weigh in, it's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And it looks like I do have a caller on the line, Charlie in Gardenville. Charlie, do you want to weigh in on Memorial Day?
Yes. Number one, I didn't include it before, but we're having a ceremony at the Parkwood Cemetery on Taylor Avenue at 10 o'clock. This is the American Legion Post, Rosedale Post, 180. We've taken it over from Hamilton Post, and so we're having a nice little ceremony over there for people. But then the question is, do you know who owned Arlington Cemetery before it was Arlington Cemetery? A lot of people don't know that.
No, go ahead and fill us in.
Robert E. Lee.
I did not know that. Well, Brian, the producer, looks like he knew. Brian would have known, yeah. I did not know that. Thank you so much.
A lot of people don't understand that or know that, so I just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah. No, thanks, Charlie. I appreciate that.
They started burying his soldiers in his front lawn as a joke, and it became Arlington. So, getting choked up now.
Yeah. No, I understand. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Charlie, so much. Thank you. Bye-bye. This is why this is one of those days where it is very important to honor our heroes, and it is very important to recognize the sacrifices, because it isn't just the heroes that died in combat. It's also just think about their families and what their families sacrificed. It's a lot. It's a lot. Thank you, Charlie, for calling in. I appreciate you. Again, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you want to weigh in about Memorial Day anytime in the show, you can. Don't be afraid to call. Don't forget, you can also text the text line. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. You can text me right there to come live in studio. We do have a show plan that we're going to get to here after the break. But I just want to make sure you know that we are honoring our heroes today. This is Memorial Day, and we will act accordingly.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Goodfeet store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
As a teacher, I should know the answers. But with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, answers don't come easy. Steroids made my gut feel better, but they brought symptoms and risks of their own. A friend told me about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and they helped me find a specialist. We talked through the pros and cons and landed on a new treatment. I feel like the guy with answers again. Don't wait. Make sure you have the latest info and the best plan for you. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, guys, I do have a text here. The text actually from Butch. It has to do with the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. Tony, if you're still hearing me out there in the hallway, Butch says, thank you for the subject matter this morning during the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. It was very interesting, and I appreciate it. Vietnam vet, 66 to 68. Thank you, Butch, so much. And thank you for your service as well. And yes, you know, I listened in the morning and I learned a lot. You know, I'm not the healthiest person that I should be considering my family's history, but I tried my best. And actually this morning, I resumed my run back outside this morning. Man, oh man, is it different than the treadmill. Great. Beat me up, man. Beat me up. But you know what? That's sometimes what you got to do. Of course, it is Memorial Day. We are remembering and honoring our heroes today. You can call in at any time to do so. I got some calls to go to here. And then we are going to talk about Governor Wes Moore. He had something like an SNL skit that was put out over the weekend that I wanted to get to. But we're not going to make it. We're not going to be too divided today. How about that? How about that? We're not going to be too divided today because, honestly, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party, Black, White, Hispanic. It doesn't even matter. Okay? We all bleed red. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You got my friend Lori in Dundalk. Lori, you wanted to weigh in today.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to say thank you for coming to work and doing this today. And happy Memorial Day. And, God bless your family, and, you know, God bless every person who's ever been in the military, your family and all, because it's a lot to give up. And, you know, we still are the greatest country in the world. We always will be. If not, all these people would not be coming over to this country to get what they can get. So, you know, people stay on us. No. We're wonderful. We're giving. We're charitable, you know, and we're proud people.
Yeah.
We are proud people. I was fortunate. I had my dad, my grandfathers, both my grandfathers, my uncle. They were all in the military. Nobody saw combat, so nobody was injured. And I was very lucky because a lot of people were not as blessed and lucky as me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shut up so everybody else can talk. God bless America. I'll be on the corner with my American flag today like I always do because I'm proud to be an American.
Lori, God bless
you.
You all. God bless you. Thank you so much. And also thank you for your service as well. Thank you, Lori, a good friend to the show. I've got a friend Terrell in Owings Mills. Terrell, we're honoring the heroes today. How are you?
All right. I'd like to honor some members of my family.
Okay.
You know, and I'd like to honor my uncle who was killed over in Saudi Arabia, who was a merchant marine. You know, I heard him talking about merchant marines this morning. My father, who was a marine, my brother, who's a retired military, 20 years service sergeant. My nephew, Navy. You know, and Kim, you know, you talked about the 13 dead over there in Afghanistan.
Yep.
And I asked you about the four that were killed over there in Lithuania, and I don't hear anybody talking about that. And I asked you nicely. I said, Kim, can you find out who these people are? And, Kim, you never even got back to me.
Well, but, I will try. You know what? I apologize. I did forget about that question, but I'll go ahead and write it down here today.
Okay, good. Because I would definitely like to know who these people are. And Kim, there were I don't want to be racial, but there were a lot of blacks that were involved in this military. I heard some bad stories. I watched C-SPAN a lot, and Tom Maher. That's what Tom Maher and I had in common. And when I heard the story about the World War, the guys that fought over there in World War One and World War Two, and the veterans of World War Two wanted to have a parade coming down 125th Street, and you know what they said about our black military soldiers about having a parade? They said, no, don't give them a parade because there will be chicken bones all over the place. This is what was said in the newspapers about our black military. So, you know, these are stories that are untold, And sometimes, Kim, that's why I question you about what you know, because, you know, I know you don't know everything, but some things I expect for you to know.
Okay.
You know that, and I try to hold a conversation about that, but what the story that comes to my mind is about my brother-in-law, who all the ones that are buried at Garrison Falls. My father's there. I don't know where my uncle is, and my sister is there, and her husband, and the way he died, he had Agent Orange, and he was over there in Vietnam, you know, and the way they treated him, I saw. When he went to the, they gave him Ensure, and he came back home and he almost put him in a diabetic coma, you know. So, I mean, these are things that were done throughout our military that I think that I should bring up that I've seen,
yeah.
You know, so you That's know fair. I don't hold no prejudice against anybody. There's a guy that does advertisement for you, the Hagee Home Remodeling. His name is Paul. Paul came to my home that I had out there in Harford County. With my ex-wife, and he did a job in that house. They remodeled her kitchen, and they did a daggone good job.
Good.
And when Paul found out that I was Terrell from Orange Mills, you know what he told me?
What's that?
Paul told me, he said, Terrell, I have two pictures up on my wall. I have Tom Maher, and I have Rush Limbaugh. And he said, Terrell, I want to put your picture. I took it as a compliment, and it was a compliment.
It was a compliment.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know what?
With Terrell coming up on a break here, but I do.
Okay,
I appreciate
okay,
you.
Okay, but Paul,
and God bless
Paul,
you. And God bless your family and for all that they've sacrificed. I do appreciate you. And it's fair to think that I should know some things, and I believe I agree with it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he may hit Russia with more sanctions. Mr. Trump is blasting Russian President Putin for launching some of the largest missile and drone attacks on Ukraine since the start of the war. Mr. Trump is hitting the pause button on his threatened 50% tariffs on European imports. He's postponing the levies following a call with the European Commission president, who Mr. Trump says is interested in making a deal. The president has also threatened Apple and other tech companies with punishing tariffs if they don't start making their smartphones in the U.S. It is Memorial Day. America's remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. In Washington, the annual National Memorial Day Parade will step off, with hundreds of thousands expected to line Constitution Avenue. Among those taking part, a small group of World War II veterans. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking a pretty nice Memorial Day afternoon with temperatures well into the low and mid-70s. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun and not much wind out there as well. Overnight lows drop into the 50s and 60s. Tuesday brings more cloud cover, and that's ahead of our next weather maker. By Tuesday afternoon, a few showers rolling in, and a wet Wednesday is on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 Max 6 Dual Power Tool Combo Kit, now $199. Head to your nearest Lowe's store for big savings on tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century. And it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500. Or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Brian, the producer. Appreciate you as always. Today we're remembering our heroes. It is Memorial Day. He who is brave is free. As I mentioned earlier, you can call in at any time to weigh in on Memorial Day. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I appreciate all those that are taking part in all the ceremonies across the state, of course, across the country, as we remember and honor our heroes that made the ultimate sacrifice. My friend Nate in the text line says, Kim, just wanted to say good morning. I have not missed a show of yours. Keep up the great work. Nate, I appreciate you, as always. Thank you so much. And you know what? To not miss a show, that does mean a lot. I do appreciate that. I've got Alice in Catonsville. Alice, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yes. Good morning. Morning. Thank you, Kim, for opening up your show to remembering what Memorial Day is all about. And I called in because the fellow who had called in about Arlington Cemetery used to be owned by Robert E. Lee, and there's a little bit more to the story that I wanted to share. And the reason I know this is because my father had me late in life, and he was a World War II soldier, and so my uncles were as well. And I also want to mention that my my son Robert just got back from Okinawa serving in the Marine Corps for 4 years. And anyway, so Memorial Day is very important and touching, especially to me and to my family. And so about Arlington, we would, when I was a child, my parents came from what is now the Czech Republic. And we had, there was some Czech organizations that would lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier every year. And we would go down and see that. And then we'd go and watch the president speak at the amphitheater there. And we did that for several presidencies, actually. And then we'd go and have a picnic and stuff like that. But Arlington is very important. It's actually the property belonged originally to a man named Henry Lighthorse Lee, who fought in the Revolutionary War. And, of course, you know who Martha Custis Washington was and George Washington. Well, they had a great-granddaughter whose name was Mary Ann Randolph Custis, and she was the one who married Robert E. Lee. So they were all related. So Henry Lighthorse Lee's son was Robert E. Lee. And anyway, the property became a cemetery because there were so many dead soldiers from the war, the Civil War, that the Union Army started burying their soldiers on Robert E. Lee's property just to kind of stick it to him. And, of course, Mary Anna Randolph Custis Lee had to leave the property eventually because it was just too close to the quote-unquote enemy territory. And anyway, so that's how it became, it started to become a cemetery because they just started burying the dead there. And of course, they ruined the property with the dead bodies, so there was no way that Robert E. Lee was ever going to be able to have it being a prosperous farm or plantation or what have you. So that's why it got started there. So I just thought I would add that. And of course, you know that Kennedy is buried there in the granite slab with the eternal flame. And there's a lot to see there. There's a lot to appreciate. And my father had always thought he was going to be buried there because they told the World War II soldiers that they were going to be buried there. But he's actually in Quantico because I guess they are saving room there for other dignitaries in the future. So anyway, but thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate you letting me talk about all this. So thank you.
No, Alice, thank you so much for sharing. God bless you. God bless your family. And I'm wishing you a blessed Memorial Day.
Thank you as well. Take care.
Bye-bye, hon. Bye-bye. You see, a lot of people are touched, obviously, by not just the military, but those that have sacrificed, made the ultimate sacrifice in this country. And we are not so far removed. I know it kind of sometimes feels like, you know, so many years ago that we were in some of these very large wars, but we're not very far removed at all. And I know, you know, and I'm just as guilty. I get caught up in the day-to-day news. I get caught up in the back and forth, right? And, you know, you versus us. And, you know, trust me, I get caught up in that stuff a lot. But we do have to make sure we remember all of those that have served and, of course, made the ultimate sacrifice. And as Terrell from Owings Mills called in earlier, Terrell, you know what? I actually agree with a lot of what you said. And I agree with you that there are certain things that you expect me to know that I do not know. And I agree with you on that one. I do. I agree with you on that one. I did take a moment to look up the four soldiers that were killed in the training accident in Lithuania. You can see this. It's on the American Legion website. You've got Staff Sergeant Troy Smith Collins from Battle Creek, Michigan. You've got Staff Sergeant Jose Duenas Jr. of Juliet, Illinois. You've got Staff Sergeant Edvin Franco of Glendale, California. And you've got Sergeant Dante Tatano of Dedito, and I'm probably saying that wrong, Dedito, Guam. And so those are the four soldiers that were lost in that training accident. And according to the American Legion, they were a very tight-knit group. And it was very sad, of course. They've got some GoFundMe pages that are still up, if you were wondering. Apparently, let's see, Sergeant Duenes actually left behind a 2-year-old boy and a 6-month-old child. Very sad indeed. So if you want to go to the American Legion website, all you really did, and this is all I did, was just type in 4 soldiers killed in Lithuania and the training accident, and everything that happened or occurred that day pops up for you. And the GoFundMe pages, it looks like there are some links here at the bottom of the article if you do want to make a donation. Like I said, it looks like a lot of these gentlemen here had kids and very young kids at that. Got my friend on the line, Glenn Gilhar in Parkville. Glenn, I'm wishing you a peaceful Memorial Day. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kim. I'm well, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much for remembering those, not only those who served, but those who didn't make it home. Because I think sometimes we get lost in the barbecues and the cookouts and kind of forget the meaning of the day, and you're there for us and reminding people and letting them share stories. I think it's wonderful, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate you, too. I know you're still out there. Of course, you're running here in District 8 in 2026. I know you're out there knocking doors and doing everything you can every single day. I just wanted to ask you, did you have anything on your schedule for today?
Well, first, as far as remembering the Memorial Day, for those people who aren't aware, and I'm not going to be there today, but there's a real nice memorial service at Delaney Memorial Gardens. I think it kicks off at 10 a.m. I believe Delegate Nina Mangione is going to be there.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Personally, it is the time to remember my own family who served. My grandfather, my father's father, Joseph Ernest Gilhar, they called him Ernie. And he served in World War One. I feel old every time I say that. But back in 1918, him and his, one of his best friends, they wanted to go over there, and they went to France. And unfortunately for my grandfather, his best friend didn't make it home. But my grandfather was in the Argonne Forest in France. If you look it up, a lot of people went in that battle and didn't make it back. So I'm very grateful for the sacrifice of our veterans. My father had 2 brothers who served in World War II. My father served in the Army Reserves. I did not serve in the Army, but I'm looking forward to serving as state delegate. It's one of my own personal ways to serve our community. So I'll be out there. I'll be knocking on doors later today. I've been in Middle River talking to people, and I tell you, we're getting a great response. I think people are ready for change in Annapolis, and it's not going to happen by itself. We count on people like you, spread the word and put the work in, and hopefully we'll have a victory in 26.
No, absolutely. And again, if you're listening in, this is Glenn Gilhar, and he is running in District 8 here in 2026, and he never gives up. Huge volunteer on my team as well when I was running for office just this past cycle against Johnny O. Glenn, thank you for everything you do, and again, wishing you a peaceful Memorial Day.
Well, and thank you, Kim, for being there for us today.
Yes, God bless you. God bless your family. Have a good one.
God bless you, too.
Like I said, if you want to weigh in at any point in time today about Memorial Day, you can. 410-WCVM-680, 410-922-6680. I've done that twice today already. Twice today. I've almost given you my personal cell phone number. I don't know what's going on. You had Glenn Gilhar. He did mention Delegate Nino Mangione. In case you don't follow him on social media, he was at the Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens just yesterday. He was taking part in the annual tradition of posting flags on veterans' graves. And he has a nice little insert on his Facebook page talking about those that served within his family as well. I've got, let's see, George in Delaney Valley. Good morning, George. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I always go to that service ever since Bob Ehrlich was congressman, out of respect to cousins and relatives of my father's generation that served in Vietnam and World War II, and cousins on my level. But and Alan Walden, of course, he's the actual star attraction. But I called for another reason, actually, too, for the Jewish community. I sent you something that a prominent rabbi who lives very close to the station fought off a bunch of thugs over the weekend. He pulled a gun on them, and they ran off. And, it goes on top of what happened last week in D.C., which we've been talking about, which was the the double killing, the assassination. So, you know, we pray, obviously, peace. This is about the veterans, but, you know, there should be also, you know, peace there. And it's just very unfortunate that, you know, we're mourning about that. But a little later today, in Garrison Forest, is a portion of that cemetery set aside for Jewish war veterans. And it's a group called the Jewish Uniform Services that ministers to Jewish veterans. And so they have a memorial service every year that's done on Memorial Day and also Veterans Day. And that's where I'm going to be helping them out, making a minyan, which you have to have a quorum of 10 Jewish men. They have a lot more than that, but that's considered a really, really good deed. So I want to thank you for doing this. Ever since Tom Maher was on the air, you know, he always, you know, spotlighted veterans. I just want to let you know we really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much, George. We appreciate you and your family. And thank you so much, as always, taking part in so many different things in the community, because I know you do that often, no matter what day it is. We appreciate
you. They all live in Fort Worth toward, you know, as adults, but all distinguished, all officials and the Jewish war veterans, and the credit, Pikesville and Baltimore being what it is, we have a very strong chapter, and I support them wholeheartedly. They're just wonderful people. So you know some of the principles already.
Yeah. Well, George, thank you. Wish you a blessed Memorial Day. Thank you so much. Thank you. And again, you can call in at any time today, even though I am moving on to the next topics here. I get so many text messages when Terrell is on. And I understand he can be condescending and all those things. You know what? I guess I'm used to it because people ask, why do I have him on? I'm used to it. When you run for office, you come across people that do talk to you that way. And I think sometimes, because you have run, or you are running, or you put yourself in that position, I think there are people that believe that they have the right or the entitlement to kind of like call you out on everything or talk to you in a condescending way. And I understand it is. It's, you know, it can be disrespectful for sure. But I guess I'm just so used to it. And I've had much worse. Trust me, much worse. Because, you know, when I really hear Terrell, just so you guys know where I stand on this, when I really, really hear Terrell, you know, he does listen to the show. He listens to the opposing views. He might not agree with them, but he listens. And I do appreciate that. If we had people on the other side of the aisle that didn't just stay in that echo chamber and they did listen to the other side, you'd be surprised on how many people you can get to really, not necessarily vote differently, but look at things from a different perspective. And I think Terrell has talked in the past about Governor Larry Hogan, and I think he actually does appreciate Governor Hogan. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Governor Hogan, but I'm just pointing out an example here of just where, you know, I think it's important to be able to welcome those that don't quite agree with you, but that are willing to listen. If that makes any sense. Because right now, you know, the climate, it's so polarizing. It's so polarizing. There's some people, they will not listen to you at all. They won't have the conversation. They shut it down. They shut off. And there's just no getting through to those individuals. And see, that's the part I don't like. Like even, you know, with somebody with an opposing view, I will listen. I will listen with an open mind. You know, I try to put myself in their shoes. And so trust me, guys, I get it. But you have to at least, I guess, respect the fact that he's willing to call in and he's willing to at least listen and have the conversation. And so I guess that's what I respect here. I did want to go on to talk really quickly about, speaking of Governor Larry Hogan, I don't know if you guys saw this, but over the weekend was, you know, Governor Larry Hogan's birthday. And he turned 69 years old. Happy birthday, Governor Larry Hogan. But the Maryland Democrat Party, I thought this was really shocking. If you want to check it out, you can. The Maryland Democrat Party actually posted a social media post on all their accounts, right? Whether it's Instagram, Facebook, X, what have you. And they posted about Governor Larry Hogan's birthday. Now, real quick, before I get into what they said exactly, they got the year wrong. Okay, they got the year wrong, first and foremost. They said that they were wishing Governor Larry Hogan a happy 70th birthday. And it was interesting because they called him old in the post. But it was his 69th birthday. And so, of course, there were a lot of people weighing in on the fact that he only turned 69. But this is what they said. This is, again, the Maryland Democratic Party. Maryland Debs, wishing Governor Larry Hogan a happy 70th, but remember he's 69th birthday, We hope the old governor, they capitalized the word old, is able to enjoy his retirement with the millions he pocketed from state contracts while in office. And then they have a picture of a cake, and it says Larry Hogan is corrupt with a bunch of candles surrounding it. And, of course, everybody was taken back, right? It was kind of like, wait, where did this come from? So I bring this up to you because, obviously, that was pretty rude on a state party's point. I've never seen that from a state party. But not only that, I wonder, are they doing some internal polling over there with the Maryland Dems? Because there are some people talking about Governor Larry Hogan possibly running again. And we do see Change Annapolis, which is, you know, Hogan's team. They've been posting a lot. And it does make you wonder if they have been doing some polling and possibly saw some writing on the wall for Governor Wes Moore. I don't know. But I thought I would just throw that out there because it was a bizarre post, number one. Number two, taking a shot at the governor that's not running, as far as we know. It's kind of bizarre. When we get back, we will get into what Governor Wes Moore had to say over the weekend.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But now likely voters from both sides of the aisle say that AOC is the new face of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders, Grandpa Bernie, comes in second, and Jasmine Crockett comes in third. This was in the Olympian. A plurality of Americans consider AOC to be the new face of the party. Anyway, the coefficient survey, 26% of respondents named AOC. It went on to then give Grandpa Bernie 12%. Jasmine Crockett placed third with 8%. Kamala Harris only garnered 6%. Pothole Pete, 5%, tying Hakeem Jeffries. Then following that was Senator Cory Booker and Gavin Newsom at 2% each. Told Gavin, good luck with that. He's got something called a track record.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy. And I'm fully focused. Strong Cell. It's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. Is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we are wishing everyone a blessed and peaceful Memorial Day. Like I said, if you want to call in at any time today during the show, to pay tribute to heroes that you know or just heroes that you want to pay tribute to in general, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. After the break, we will talk about Governor Wes Moore and some of the posts he had over the weekend, which I thought were very interesting as well. We did just talk about the post from the Maryland Dems in regards to Governor Larry Hogan. They were wishing him, not really wishing him a happy birthday, but they got the birthday wrong, which is a very easy Google search, by the way. But not only that, they said that he was corrupt and enjoy your retirement. So when they said enjoy your retirement, I also took that some way as well, because it almost sounded like, you know, enjoy your retirement as in please don't come back. And so, again, I'm saying all this because I do wonder if they're doing some internal polling and it shows that Governor Larry Hogan is more popular than Wes Moore or could give Wes Moore a run for his money. I'm wondering. Now, of course, we don't have anything to go off here. I have not heard of anybody saying that Governor Larry Hogan is thinking of running again. Not anything that I've heard. And we've got John Myrick, who's thrown his hat in the ring on the GOP side of the ticket. Of course, you know, Governor Wes Moore expected to run for re-election. You got Ed Hale. We spoke to the Green Party candidate last week. That was Andy Ellis. And I'm sure the Democrat primary is going to be crowded. I can almost guarantee it. I wonder if we're going to see like an insurgent of Tom Perez. Because remember, Tom Perez and Governor Wes Moore in 2022, they were neck and neck till the very end. And I thought, boy, I hope we don't get Tom Perez. But now look, we basically got Tom Perez. I wonder if Tom Perez would have done a better job at not spending through the surplus. I almost would guarantee that's a yes. But here we are. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore and the video he posted over the weekend. Also, there are people online celebrating 5 years since the death of George Floyd. I've got some audio from a Minneapolis business owner that was weighing in and speaking to George Floyd's aunt about some of the money that went through that area after his death. We'll talk about all that more. Of course, honoring those that served our country and made the ultimate sacrifice as well.
Pay attention, Maryland business owners. Did you